that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
You're back.
We are back.
Thanks like for joining us. See you next week.
I got to order. You know, order something.
Oh, wow. Eric, you guys, you get to watch us order stuff online.
Boom. Just like that.
Done.
It'll be here Monday.
Monday. Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon
Prime.
Amazon. What we got here going on? We got IWR.
We were supposed to go on yesterday, but we weren't able to make it. Someone has family in.
Yeah, I let you down. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I've let you down so many times, you know. But then again, you've let your wife down so many times. So it's just
every day.
It's a vicious circle. It's a vicious circle. Yeah.
All right. No, it's fun. We hung out with the kids from Florida. Niece and nephew was in for Florida.
Cool.
Eat and got some cookies. And
when did the freeloaders leave?
They left already. That's all we got in yesterday.
Good.
What we got here? We got IWR 13 coming up July 28th. Insane heat.
Yes. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane.
It's going really well. We got some VIPs left, second and third row.
Yeah, not a lot.
Maybe a half dozen.
Right. And then, you know, we'll still have tickets at the door.
Yep, tickets will be at the door. We'll
use cash at the door. Just for the simple fact, because from 6:30 to 7 is when the VIP matches. And if it runs over 5 minutes, you know, we've got from 7 to 7:30 to load everybody else in. So the reason why we do cash is it's a lot quicker, you know. Here, if you need change, whatever. If you're trying to run cards and then what's your zip code and all that stuff, and you know, because you'd have to do it on Square, and then you know, it's just the time you wouldn't get everybody in. So
spotty Wi-Fi. Not
right.
Technology, all kinds of factors go into it.
Yeah, I remember one guy when you posted that, he goes, "Yeah, so you don't have to pay taxes." No, we pay taxes that way because we have a lot of write-offs. It's called employees, wrestlers, and that's the real reason. Because you know, and that's what I try to stress with all the boys. You know, you want to claim. Realize your write-offs even when you're on the indies, because when you get to WWE, you're a fine-tuned machine. And don't just think, you know, you'll leave it to an accountant. You want to have an accountant, but you want to prep all that stuff yourself, have him double check it. That way, I've seen a lot of people just throw everything at their accountant. They don't do the right job, and guess who's on the tab to the IRS?
You are.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of people go, "Oh, well, I owe this and I owe that. And this guy never paid the taxes. He said he did. And I trusted him." And yeah, you're on the hook, you know, so, or he never filed. And the IRS, they don't, you know, go, "Hey, it's, you know, April 16th. You haven't filed yet." You know, 2-3 years later, and next thing you know, they come and start taking your shit, you know, so.
On your floor and dragging you out by your hair.
Right. So, but anyways, yeah, it's very important. And as a company, as we're building, you know, and as we upgrade everything, you know, that's one of the important things, you know. So shit don't grow on trees, you know, and that's money. So.
Right. Or shit. And
Right. So
that was Tax Time with Terry. Actually,
what's that?
That was our new segment called Tax Time with Terry.
Yeah, actually, we have IRS doing Aaron R. Schweister doing our taxes. So he's a great accountant. And no, actually, I wanted to be a CPA.
Yeah.
Yeah. If wrestling didn't actually enjoy, I'm old school, saving my receipts and all that stuff.
Oh, I know. Writing everything down, pens to the paper.
Yeah. So
I got a few guys. Robert Brown said Lafayette, Indiana in the building. What's happening, brother Rhino?
Hey, you coming up to the show? Lafayette, Indiana ain't that far of a drive.
No excuses, Robert. No excuses.
None whatsoever. Bring your friends. Bring Carlo.
Jimmy Rothman, our graphics guy, Jimmy, said,
yeah,
good afternoon, brother. Does a great job on our graphics.
Graphics are doing good.
Ryan Wolf, Big Terry, and Gary. What up? Well, you got Big Terry. I just get Gary. Just plain old Gary.
Yeah. I've been training arms. I got my Detroit news. The first. See that? Can you read that? The Detroit news. Good first. What is that? The first.
I should do.
I need my readers. The first good news of the day. Right there, baby.
What up, Ryan? Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for tuning in. Robert Brown. Hey, I get a what up, too. How you doing, brother Gary? Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, Robert. All right. Let's go into the IWR 13, July 28th. What we got on tap for everybody?
I think this show is going to be off the hook. I think it's going to probably be, if not the best show, one of the best shows. You know, we got PCO coming in. And, I mean, guy's not human, you know. And a guy like that, it's like, you know, he works a lot because he loves the business and he loves, you know. But he's hard to lock down. And you never know when you're going to have that opportunity to see him again.
Yeah, so. It's going to be a treat for sure. And then it'll be Dread King Logan's first title defense of the new IWR heavyweight champion. So interesting to see how it's one thing to chase the title. And then now you're the man, so I'd like to see how he handles that.
Right.
So what else we got? Robert Brown again. You guys should check out Chris Classic.
Yeah, we'll check him out. So
for shizzle. All right.
Booking department. So do you have the commercial?
Yeah. Let's show the commercial.
Professional wrestling returns to Monroe. Thursday, July 28th, it's IWR Insane Heat, presented by Clam Digger's Lounge and Pizzeria. VIP matches begin at 6:30 p.m. sharp as the debuting Shauna Reed takes on the Barbie Killer Haley Shadows. The Bachelor Benjamin Boone meets Miss Vicky. And in the very first ever Goose on a Pole match, it's the Kenny Urban versus the grimy Zach Thomas. General admission bell time is 7:30 p.m. See the main event monster Madman Fulton versus Whole Lotta Dude Crash Jackson. A $10,000 Canadian Battle Royal. Top-notch Jason Hotch goes one-on-one with Double M3. IWR World Tag Team Champions The Game Changers with John E. Bravo defend against DTA. Sam Beal with Ox in his corner gets a shot at United States Champion Trey Miguel. And IWR World Champion Dread King Logan defends against the French-Canadian Frankenstein PCO. It all goes down at the House of Insanity. Get your tickets now, purplepass.com/IWR13. IWR Insane Heat, Thursday, July 28th, presented by Clam Digger's Lounge and Pizzeria. Be there!
Be there.
Off the charts again. The production level is just keeps on improving. And we've actually got DVDs.
Yeah.
How many DVDs? Yeah, for the holiday.
Yeah, Holiday Hill. Great, great event. I mean, it had Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
You and Dreamer teaming up. It had Chris Sabin taking on Trey Miguel for the.
What a match. Yeah.
It was an amazing match. So, yeah, we got 10 of those DVDs available, $20. They're professionally done. They're going to go fast. A lot of people already said, save me one. We ain't saving nobody nothing.
Right.
Bring cash, buy them.
Right. So.
Even you, Mom.
Yeah, those DVDs. And, you know, and that's just, yeah, it's off the charts. So
just another little thing we've added, you know, go with our trading cards and our buttons, and we got t-shirts. The t-shirts went off. We sold out of t-shirts. So
yeah,
we'll have another round of t-shirts coming for July 28th, mostly black and gray this time. But yeah, we had 40 for the first show and we sold 40. So
yeah. And it's great because the fans, you know, can wear that around and, you know, represent and, you know, they take pride in, you know, this is their promotion. So, yeah. And the great thing about it is it goes right back into the talent and, yep. You know, and you know, those posters and everything, you know, people are just like right at the door and, you know, and you spend a lot of time getting that stuff, and, you know, with the graphics and ordering those and, you know, plus you got a full-time job and you're married and all the other stuff. And then you got freeloaders coming in, you know, eating your food, staying at your place.
You're making me tired.
Yeah, I know. Just send them over here. Tell them to work some of that, you know. Over the boatyard, we're always needing some volunteers. Oh, did they cut your grass while they were here?
No, nothing. They didn't stay here.
Okay, good.
We wouldn't allow that.
Yeah. You know, Bobby Heenan said it the best. A friend in need is a pest. So, so I don't mean to be a pest, Gary.
We have friends or pests.
I made fun of myself, you know.
What do we got going on here, man?
I don't really mean that your family's freeloaders. I just like joking around, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let them know.
I'm the freeloader. Oh, you were serious. You were agreeing with me.
Hey, Patrick Mendez. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Patrick.
He also said, while waiting to be an extra in Nate Thompson's new video. Oh, I saw he put an open casting call up for downtown. I was going to try to.
Oh, clear.
Yeah, so, you know, hope it goes out good. Can't wait to see all the great thing Nate has coming up. We got a bunch of new bunch more match videos coming out pretty soon too, so we'll have another DVD for the next month.
Right. Yeah, and we're just under 2 weeks away too.
Yeah, it's everything comes crazy fast. We're looking forward to actually for one of our VIP matches, Shauna Reed, daughter of 10,000 Maniacs, facing Haley Shadows, the Barbie Killer. Shauna was just on AEW Dark. I think she's had a couple matches on that, so it's gonna be an interesting match. Can't wait to see how they perform in the IWR ring. And then Miss Vicky gonna get her revenge on the Bachelor Ben Boone.
I think so. Oh yeah, Boone's ready for this match. So
Boone's resilient. He takes a lot of abuse.
I'll tell you, Boone. He was caught off guard. You know, the element of surprise. You know, and
he was surprised.
Yeah, he was. And if you guys missed it, man, it was one of those things. We'll try and get that match out there, but we don't release all the matches. But he was on the microphone, and I'll tell you, he's very impressive, not only in the ring, but on the microphone too. He was caught off guard by Miss Vicky, and
he thought he found true love.
He said this line, and I think he goes, "Oh, I came to Monroe, and I thought I found love, but love has a mustache." right? You know? Apparently, you don't love the mustache, you know? So
I got a mustache. I got a little.
Right. So.
But, yeah, we got a bunch of great matches coming up. Can't wait to see PCO. I've seen him. I just seen him not too long ago in Impact, and the guy had – shoulders torn up and broken, and he's still out there competing and killing it. And Game Changers defending their tag team championships against DTA. I'm looking forward to seeing what DTA can do with another tribe. I mean,
I think DTA's got this one. My money's on DTA, but you never know with Game Changers. Big Flex out there.
You never know because Bravo's in their corner.
Yeah, what a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Why did you bring up his name? You're going to bring up the Canadians.
I didn't say John A. Bravo. I said John E. Bravo.
Yeah, true.
Two different people.
The reason why I'm out is because of the A team.
Yeah, and we just announced that you will be in attendance at the show Friday, VR 13.
Doctor's orders. I got to leave before the show starts. So I will be there before the VIPs and before the match, because he knows if I get pushed, I'm going to go in there with my crutch and start beating people up. Preferably Bravo. Well, it'll be Bravo, because Bravo will be pushing my buttons.
We should start maybe releasing some of the names for the $10,000 Canadian Battle Royal, too. So we got a few.
Well, that will be the probably the week before, you know.
Yeah. We're not going to announce all of them. So.
IWR Booking Committee will get together, and I know everybody wants to be in it, you know. $10,000 $10,000 Canadian is not like $2,250 US. It's like $2,350.
Yeah. Somebody else.
No, it's still
like $7,520 or something like that. They said
something like that. So it's a big chunk of change.
I don't know.
I don't know how they can run a Canadian battle royal on American soil, but they still say it's Canadian soil. So
whatever. I don't. Brad Ratsky said. The card for Insane Heat is stacked. Yes, it is. Right. Yes, it is.
You know, the three matches for the VIP, you know, and then at 7:30 we start. We do have a 9 o'clock curfew, so if we do run, we usually try to run a 15 to 10 minute intermission.
Yeah.
But these shows run fast, so so we do have a 9 o'clock curfew. A couple times we went, we got done a little bit early, and a couple times we went 9:05, you know, so 9:10. But our holiday show, we went 9:20,
yeah.
But that was because it was a holiday show, and
nobody had no school the next day. Nobody had to work.
Yeah, right. And nobody complained about that. But yeah, we usually have and we adjust, you know, if everything's running on time and we got an extra match we can fit in there, we throw in an extra match, you know, and if we have to take a match that's not advertised out, we take a match that's not advertised out. So
anything else you're looking forward to for July 28th?
Yeah, just that building. We do have air conditioning in the building. It is a very comfortable, so it'll be hot outside and things will heat up in there, but we'll just have to crank that air conditioning up a little bit more. And then the bar, whether it's hot dogs, pizza, pop, water, beer, mixed drinks at the bar, that all goes to the FOP.
8 Mile Vodka. It's all
8 Mile Vodka, yeah. So,
but yeah, just if you guys seen our commercial there for the show, our promo at the end, it showed a lot of our sponsors for IWR, and we can't do what we do without sponsors.
Hey, right.
one of the most important things the company can do for another company. So we're really, really happy to have these guys. That we got Our House Games, Adjusted Health Chiropractic, Bartos Roofing, Clam Diggers Lounge and Pizzeria, Taste Up and Brain Jerk, Pillar Fitness is coming back, sponsors again, 8 Mile Vodka, Cobble's Crazy Lights Emporium, Curveball Collectibles. Oh, we have another new sponsor called, I'm going to mess this up, HAQUE, Hauk Legal. Hauk Legal Services, another new sponsor. The Gray Heron Restaurant.
The Gray Heron. That just opened up a couple months ago. And we've, we go and support our sponsors, and a lot of the fans do too. The roofing. I think I know they got one job and they were just blown away. And then there's another job in Algonac they might pick up. But and it's just our sponsors are, you know, we just don't take any sponsors. We make sure they're good and they give good product, and you know, we're blessed to have them. And you know, and the Gray Herring, right down here on exit 11, they're great food, and place looks great, and they bought it, and the owners are there. So
yep. And the last Amaya's Fresh Mexican Grill, that's sponsors for this time. We get hit up all the time for sponsorships, so just message us, email us, let us know if you guys are interested. Yeah, it's a great package. You get special shout-outs. You get tickets, banners, all kinds of promo. And you get noticed. I mean, like I said, we've had several people contact these businesses. Adjusted Health Chiropractic got some business.
I'm going to be bringing him business myself once I heal up. I've got to – being adjusted, I'll tell you, every time you walk out of there after being adjusted, it feels like you're floating on air and – you only have one body, so you might as well take care of it. So
Patrick said, with such an awesome card, it's going to be tough to keep a curfew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad said, legends were born on July 28th. I don't know who he's talking about.
It's probably his birthday.
Probably his birthday. IWR responses are incredible. Yes, they are, Brad. They are incredible. And our good friend, Rita Doobie. Oh, boy, I'm late. Hi, guys. Well, Rita's here. Must be time to go.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Doing it late, Rita.
But you guys get your tickets. We get them online at www.purplepass.com/IWR13. That's VIP and general admission tickets are available there. We probably will be sold out of VIP before the match time comes around. But if in case we're not, we will have VIP and general admission available at the door. As Terry said earlier, cash only. One day we'll get a credit card machine maybe, but.
Well, the credit card machine, it's just, I mean, by the time you know, we'd have to get something where you can swipe and go.
That's one of the biggest things at the Pop Fest we have every year. We get a lineup and it's just Wi-Fi running the cards and running the cards. And
yeah.
It takes a lot of weight. You know, we want to get you guys in, get you guys.
Well, the Pop Fest also is, you know, obviously you got that big surge, everybody coming in, but that's a day long event. This is 30 minutes, 25 minutes, you know, well, technically 20 minutes. You want to get everybody in there so they can get their seats, you know. So, I mean, and if they're waiting in line, you know, they don't want 20 other people that came, you know, behind them or 30 or 40 other people to get in and, you know, and get a general admission seat, you know, and they're, you know, three or four or five rows behind where they could have been. So it's just, that's the best system we have right now. You know, and you know, a lot of people usually buy online anyway, so it's not a, you know.
Yeah, it goes really quick that way. And Brad said, Rita's one of the hardest working people at the FOP Hall. Brad, I think Rita's the only one that works at the FOP Hall sometimes. Because we know somebody's not doing their job as security. Brad.
Yeah, and special shout out, Rita, for taking me to the hospital for my surgery. Oh, yeah. Man. She goes, I'm going to come in. I'm like, nah, why be bored, you know? So. Gary was going to pick me up, but he bailed on me. So.
Yeah.
I made my brother come, pick me up. I'm like, yo, they go, what time you want to be there? What time you want me to be there? They said noon. It was like 2-3 hours later.
Well,
he's like, bro, when are you getting out? I'm like, bro, we're waiting on the physical therapy people. They said they would be here, you know. I got to make sure I'm doing all this stuff right. So,
one last note before we go. Monroe Pop Fest tickets are on sale also. www.monroepopfest.com/tickets. We just announced today one of the first IWR superstars manning the IWR booth that weekend will be top-notch Jason Hotch. Oh, we'll have several more wrestlers to announce over the next month and a half before the show comes up. So, well, you're not going to man the booth. You got your own booth. You got your man. You got your man.
I'm going to be there.
You got your man beast booth.
I'm going to be there. Yeah, the other way. Come on, get with the program.
I am. I got it right.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, well, Rhino will be in the house. Al Snow will be in the house that day. IWR Wrestling Superstars be in the house. Might have a few more surprise guests coming up. Dawn Paulette, my beautiful wife, said Pop Fest tickets are also available at Our House Games in Monroe, Michigan at 1211 Monroe Street there. Go visit Erica and grab your Monroe Pop Fest tickets. Grab some Dungeons and Dragons stuff and some comic books and some Funko Pops and everything else while you're there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Our House Games. That's Our a cool Games. Place, man.
That's
a real cool place.
One of our big sponsors has been supporting us since the beginning. Erica and Christian always support Neural Pop Fest. They support IWR. So get out there and support them.
And the cool thing about it is people come from all over, you know, and they have those tournaments and games. And it's really cool, the whole Dungeon and Dragons and all these other games. And it's really cool and interesting. And, like, you could sit there for hours and just look at all the stuff they have on the shelves and, yeah, so whenever we go in there, I'm just fascinated by all the cool stuff. I wanted to say, you know.
Cool shit.
Like I like to say it's not, but I always say I got some pretty cool shit.
Yeah, some pretty cool
it's
shit.
It's cool stuff. So.
But we're gonna get out of here. We appreciate you guys tuning in a day late. But like,
why are we leaving so soon, Gary?
I got shit to do.
Like what? Like shit or like good stuff?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny because I said that one time. I'm like, hey man, I like your, you know, yeah. I was talking about a wrestling match. I like your shit out there, and they're like, they go, so my moves are shit. Like, no, yeah, like that's the first time. It's like, well, you said my shit. I'm like, well, that's slang. I never really thought about it like that, right? So every time I say that, you know, I'm thinking, I don't mean shit. So.
We don't know how to use correct slang. Who knows?
Right. So, but anyway,
we should be back next week. Maybe we'll be back on time. Maybe we'll even have a guest. Who knows? If not,
yeah, we're gonna try to have guests. So okay. It's just hard to narrow it down and get people, and you know, and then you know, with our schedules are so busy, and just we've got some big things happening in IWR, and you know, coming up, and. You know, we want to close out this year strong, even though we're just a little over halfway through it. But, you know, so.
Already thinking about that 3-year anniversary show coming up in December, too. So
3 years. Wow. Yeah. Time flies, right?
Time flies when it flies.
Right. You're saying you're not having fun.
I'm having a great time. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. So,
you know, the great thing about it is you see people and they're so happy, and they're you know, we're all creating memories, you know, from your hard work to your wife's hard work to my hard work to all the guys and girls that go out there and their hard work. And, you know, there's a lot of strings and there's a lot of, you know, things going on and a lot of moving parts for it all to come together. You know, it's really cool.
So. The men and women in the locker room, though, that's the key. Those guys and girls, man, they kill it every show, every event we do. They bring it all. They leave it all out there.
Yeah. So you want to do two more minutes? So we're at an even 30.
I guess. What else, Gary? Will that T-shirt you're wearing be on sale the 28th? The one I'm wearing? I mean, I could sell it. I sold the. I guess. I mean, you guys want this T-shirt, or do you want the ones that like this T-shirt? We will have these shirts.
I don't know if I can fit these in there. Who's your favorite wrestler growing up as a kid?
Me?
And don't say me.
Oh, that you're number two, anyways. I've seen them. My favorite wrestler as a kid, I have to say, I liked Roddy Piper.
Yeah. What a great dude. I looking back at his stuff, it's just incredible. Yeah. I'm still drawn in. Yeah. Hulk Hogan was my favorite, but if I knew then what I know now, Piper, you know. Yeah.
Piper was amazing. I loved a lot of them, though. I love Junkyard Dog. I loved a lot of the guys.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
He was so much fun to watch. Just.
Oh, yeah. Him and, yeah. Oh, yeah. Junkyard Dog. I love how he gets down there and.
But then when I started watching wrestling again, it was The Rock. Even when you beat him on January 21st, 2001, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. No, that was way after. So.
Yeah, whatever. Still hated you for that.
That was getting into the summertime. Yeah, July or something. Yeah. So.
Not so mad at you.
Why?
Because you beat my hero, hero. That's all right.
On that note.
Well, now my favorite wrestler is, well.
Well, I know Dawn's favorite wrestler is Edge.
Yeah, Dawn's favorite wrestler is Edge. And my sister, they both like Edge.
Yeah. Great dude.
I don't know
why. Man, can he wear a beard? I tried to grow a cool beard, but.
How quick was that?
Yes.
She's doing the Daniel Bryan. Yes.
He's been out on my boat before. Yeah, I picked him up at the airport. He was coming in. I was off for neck surgery, and I think he was, I forget what he was coming in for. I don't know if it was a show or something. And I was working on my boat. My wife at the time picked him up and dropped him off. And I think she had to go into work. And then we took the boat out. Yeah. And he kept on messing with me because I was working on it. He's like, I could have built the whole entire boat by the time he got there. He's like, I would have created a boat out of a hole in the water. Like, and then he just, and it was getting me hot. And he just, you know, not really, man. I'm like, well, screw off, you know. It's, it takes time, you know. And he's like, well, not this much time. Like, just enjoy yourself, right? You know, so, but anyways.
Well, if he ever comes in town again, Don will probably drive to the airport for the first time ever in her entire life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let her because we'd never see him again. And Brad, before we go, Brad, I wanted to say one of the unsung heroes of IWR is Crazy Squirrel Graphics. Crazy Squirrel Graphics and you too, Brad. You do a lot of great work for us with all the promotions and all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And we got Cloudy Capture Pictures by Bryce Blood. And we got a bunch of people that do stuff behind the scenes that really, really help a lot. And our announcer, you know. So the guy with the dozen the crazy voiceovers and wears the crazy suits. But it's a good time. Good time. And we are going to get out of here. Maybe we'll be back next week. July 28th is coming up quick, 2 weeks away, a little longer, 2 weeks away. We will see you there. Get your tickets. Don't wait. Get the VIP tickets. The VIP is stacked. So we will. Yeah. So what are you going to leave them with?
Can't wait for the Goose on the Pole match.
Yeah, first ever. First ever Goose on a Pole match. And all we got to say now is...
Bye, Felicia.
Yes.